Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for all who have fought the good fight, finished their race, and kept the faith, and for those dear to you who are at rest with you. We especially lift up to you those who have come into your kingdom in this past year. Genevieve G. Casto. Catherine Jo Clark. Anne Gary Copper. Brian O'Connell. Suzanne Strait. Lord, grant us grace to follow them as they followed Christ. Bring us with them to those things that no eye has seen nor ear heard, which you have prepared for those who love you. To your name, with the church on earth and church in heaven, we give all honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, how blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Sanctify us by your word and spirit, so that we may glorify you in the company of the faithful. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning is from Matthew, the 5th chapter, the first 12 verses. How well you may know them. These are the Beatitudes. Listen for God's word. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were brought before you." Friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is All Saints' Day, a day set aside to remember those who have gone ahead of us into heaven. It's also known as All Hallows Day or Hallowmas, in keeping with Christmas. Celebrated to honor all saints, known and unknown. It's an ancient tradition, perhaps started in the Greek church and later celebrated in the Roman church. Pope Gregory IV made it an authorized holiday in 835. Certainly, the most memorable of the days was in 1517, when Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. Friends, this was a day not to be glum and or bitter or down, but rather to be thankful and positive and celebrative. It is a day of remembrance and joy. It has been for all these years a part of the celebrations for many Christian denominations. Now, we here at Rock Lake have for a number of years used the common lectionary to establish our church calendar. The lectionary gives us a way to look into the Bible and establish a three-year cycle in which scriptures would be somewhat evenly divided in their telling. It's not perfect, but it's a good guide. For today, there was a choice of scriptures, one to follow the lectionary, and the other to celebrate All Saints Day. Either is correct, but since I wanted to highlight All Saints, and since it falls on a Sunday, we have the Matthew Scripture for today. But enough about history and information. Let's consider what the Scripture says to us today. But keep in mind that we are honoring and celebrating those who have gone ahead. This is the setting for Matthew's passage for today. Jesus went up the mountain. You may know the Sea of Galilee is kind of set in a bowl with mountains all around it. There's an opening in the north for the River Jordan to come in, and in the south for it to go out. On those mountains are level places where one could almost say it's a plain. It also says that Jesus sat down. He sat down because that was a position that a rabbi would take to explain a scripture. It was a position of authority. And it talked about his disciples. These were not only the 12, but probably many more, including women and children, who were wanting to hear what Jesus had to teach. It was probably fairly early in Jesus' ministry because of its early placement in the gospel. Now, the teaching. 9 times Jesus says, blessed or blessed. Some translations use the word happy. But our world today's interpretation of happy may not be what was really intended with Jesus. In researching the word blessed, we find that it is both a noun and a verb. And as a noun, it is a prayer, asking God's favor and protection. A prayer before a meal, a beneficial thing for which one is grateful. As a verb, it is an action of verbalizing a religious ceremony, or to invoke or confer a divine favor on something or someone. We use it frequently in the church to express pleasure and gratitude to God. But back to Matthew. Blessed. More especially, blessed are. Blessed are the blank, which appears five times. And blessed are those who, which appears three times. And finally, blessed are you. The blank in the being, in the first sentence there, blessed are the blank, being poor in spirit, meek, merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers. They will have the kingdom, inherit the earth, receive mercy, see God, be called the children of God. In our world today, in our society, we sense that these are not necessarily the best attributes, seemingly weak and lowly. Society says, be bold, decisive, strong. So, where do you see yourself in these verses? Are you poor in spirit? Are you down? Certainly, in this time of isolation, one can get that kind of a feeling. Are you a pure in heart? Do you sense that you see God? If so, how are you seeing God in this pandemic? But I sense these are the traits of one who puts their reliance on God, who allows God to provide the strength character to the individual, or to the church for that matter. That person, that church, becomes a child of God. Now, how about those who mourn, hunger and thirst, are persecuted? They will be comforted, filled, have the kingdom of heaven. Who do you see as those who fit in those who category? Who does our society say would fit the description? Could they be those who are not wealthy, white, employed, retired, technically savvy of the correct political party, in the right kind of housing, able to say or talk the right language? Who do you say those who might be? Are you one of the those who? Do you feel put upon, down because of loss, unfilled, either with food or with love? Somehow away from the presence of God in your life? Certainly in our time of the upheaval with the pandemic, of racial tension, of societal unrest, one can feel that they are one of those who. But I sense that God is with these folks. Maybe even you. These downtrodden who mourn hunger and thirst, the persecuted, they have received comfort, are filled, maybe not always with food and drink, and have the kingdom of God with them. And finally, blessed are you when people revile you, persecute you, accuse you falsely because of your need, dependence, belief, reliance, vocalization of or in Jesus or God. You and I can and should rejoice, be glad, sing, lift up your hands in praise, and shout, Hallelujah! Now, I know that's not very staid Presbyterian, but friends, that's what we should do. God has placed us with all the saints, with all the prophets, many of whom have already gone ahead of us. We are part of the kingdom right now. Friends, rejoice! Let us pray. O most gracious God, as we consider the future, we give you praise that you have assured us that we are in your hands. We have hope. We are comforted to know that you will be with us through whatever we encounter. We are blessed by your Holy Spirit. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.